Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us this morning. Normally we have been talking about the COVID-19 situation. Today, though, a different focus. We're going to talk about air quality issues. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality says the air quality in Roseburg is hazardous as of this morning, rating the air quality at 302, just inside the hazardous category. Oftentimes when you see a release about something, it advises you what to do, but of course you can't really quit breathing. So exactly how do we deal with this situation?
Yeah, well, the air is pretty terrible here. It's actually worse in Medford and Eugene, but still pretty terrible here. I'm sitting here downtown and really can't even see 1 mile away. So that usually means that the air is unhealthful when you can't see at least a mile. We recommend that people discontinue strenuous outdoor activities such as exercise. We would recommend people with breathing problems stay inside as much as possible with the windows closed and the air conditioner on if possible. We also tell people that if they're in an area which is particularly smoky, if they can get to an area which is less smoky, that would work. However, given the fact that Roseburg is probably the best of the areas around us, that is probably not an option at this point.
I was actually surprised around 6 a.m. this morning when I was checking on a news story. Actually saw some folks out, not jogging, not walking, but full on running this morning. And that was a bit of a surprise.
Well, that's probably not recommended at this point. When we exercise, we take in a far greater amount of air. And with a far greater amount of air, you take in a far greater amount of pollutants.
Now, obviously, there's some closures. We've been talking about that. We're expecting this to stick around through at least today, the red flag warning in effect. And it looks like, well, at least actually Thursday afternoon, the DEQ expects this. For some people, if they are outside even a short amount of time, can that cause some health problems?
Yes. So for people who have younger kids, seniors with respiratory problems, even short exposure to bad air can exacerbate the problems. So I'm worrying about all my patients with asthma. Certainly people have COPD can get much worse during a time when the air pollution is bad.
Now we're at 302 today. Yesterday we were around 105, 110 in the afternoon, even when it seemed dark and ominous. Yet at the same time then, Eugene was in the 500s, which was the very hazardous category. And I suppose it bears in mind that there are parts of the world, China being one of them, where often the air is what we're dealing with today or worse on a regular basis. What are the impacts there over a prolonged period of time for folks in those places?
Well, prolonged exposure to bad air can very certainly lead to respiratory issues. So the number of respiratory issues in China, especially in Beijing, where the air is so terrible, is ominous. So really want people to do that. The good news is that our air is usually great, except for this fire season. So just for this short time here, we're really recommending that people stay inside, decrease the amount of exercise that they're doing, and take it easy. If you are having troubles breathing, certainly to call your doctor.
Well, I want to ask as well, as long as we've got a moment here, about the COVID-19 situation in Douglas County. It seems like we've seen a decrease in the number of cases.
Well, it's hard to believe that I'm saying this, but actually the only good news today is COVID. So we've had now 4 weeks of very low case counts. And I looked at the numbers this morning, and it looks by the numbers that schools in Douglas County will be open all the way through K-12. And so that's a very good sign. We've seen very few cases. Most of the cases we're seeing now are related to previous cases. So that's the good news. The problem would have been if we still had a lot of cases and now people were congregating in evacuation centers or being in fire camps, that it could really blaze out of control. But it looks at least now that the good news of the day is COVID.
And for the statewide numbers, things case-wise look like they've been dropping as well.
Yes, it looks like in Oregon that the total number of cases is beginning to drop. The hotspot areas in Umatilla and Malheur County are slowing down a little bit, and the rest of the state is about stable. So it looks like at least now we're seeing the lull that we expected actually in early August that we're getting in early September. We are, however, concerned that when colleges get back in session, when schools get back in session, when the weather gets cooler and people spend more time inside, that we could really see an increase. So this is not the time to lose focus. But at least for today, I wanted to give people some good news. And good news today is that we're low today.
And, yeah, that is good news. One of the things I've noticed in looking at other states where K-12 and colleges sometimes start sooner, a number of places where they've been dealing with that challenge, it doesn't seem to take too long for folks to get back together in class sessions before some of these places are having issues and having to go back to online within weeks.
Unfortunately, that is true. So we have seen a number of people, number of places where schools have opened. They're open for 2 weeks. They have a huge number of cases, then they need to close again. And so that's a big worry. We really don't want to have that here. Really what we want to see in Douglas County is that if we do have a case, and we may well have a case in a school, that we can rapidly and effectively quarantine that case so that it doesn't spread.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Dr. Bob, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.